Welcome to the Purpose, Passion, Profit podcast. I'm your host, Ken Esch, and each and every episode, we're talking about how to live your purpose, find your passion, and create profit doing work that doesn't suck. Let's jump right in. I have a theory that the reason time goes faster as we get older is because we're not creating as many memorable moments. And even when we do create memorable moments, we're not actually committing them to memory. We're not writing them down. We're not actually recognizing them for what they are. And so when we get to the end of a year and we look back, we think to ourselves, like, self, you did nothing this year. What actually happened? My wife is super good at remembering everything. She can go back to a time and a date and even a time of day and remember the people that were at the event. She can remember what they were wearing, what they looked like, how they sounded, if they had glasses, like all the little details. I struggled to remember what I had for lunch on Tuesday last week, if I even did. So my theory is that if we take the time to write some of these things down and to keep track of what actually happens and what we do and where we go and all of those things, life would be more memorable and it would slow down a bit. That's the hope anyway. And there's a lot of different ways you can do that. For the last 3 or 4 years, I've used the Zig Ziglar Performance Planner. You can just look it up. Either Google it or go to Amazon and search the Performance Planner. I love it. It's well-rounded. It helps you design your year in advance, and then you can follow it through step by step. I use it for that, but also to track what I do and where I go and my mileage and my hours and all of those things and important notes that I need to have, write contact information down in it. All of those things. I love it for that. If you simply want to track, like write one sentence about a day or something like that, my wife found a system here a couple of years back where you take 3x5 note cards and you get one for each day of the year, and there's enough room to write 2 to 3 lines for that day and do 5 years, five years. And if you use the backside of it, you could get like 8 to 10 years, 2 or 3 lines about each and every day, one card for each day of the year. And as you cycle through them, you get to remember what you did last year on that day. You're like, oh yeah, I remember that. Pretty soon you're looking at 5 years of activities on that note card. It's a super cool idea. And we did that for a while and then kind of fell out of it. But those are just a couple of things to maybe spark a thought of how to make life more memorable. And it's not necessarily that we don't do memorable things. It's that we don't commit them to memory. And just writing them down will help you do that. I'd love to hear your thoughts on how you make life more memorable. What you do to remember what happened in the past and to keep up with events and changes over the years. Send me an email to coach@kennethesch.com, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. Do good work.